So St. Thomas Aquinas, kind of in talking about the spiritual life, moral theology, says that there are really four things that kind of are the hooks that tempt to us. He says they're wealth, pleasure, power, and honor. I've found those to be good, and I say what I'm going to say next with great caution, because I would never tell St. Thomas Aquinas that he's wrong. But 9 years as a priest in May and 35 years as a human being and a sinner in July has maybe made it even more simple. There's an extension even beyond those four things. What ties them together? Why do we seek wealth, pleasure, power, and honor? We want to be secure. We want to feel safe. And this is not just my own idea. If you dig into some of the work that, like, Dr. Bob Schutz and Sister Miriam Heidland with the St. John Paul II Healing Institute are doing as work in psychology, undergirded by good theology, as human beings, we are looking to be safe. From the moment we are conceived, really, we seek safety and stability that is beyond our conscious thought. How many of us have had the experience that we try and talk ourselves into, well, I'm safe, everything is fine right now, why am I feeling this way? It's because there's something deeper where we've been wounded one way or another, and desperately our body through our nervous system is trying to make everything fit. Well, this is not some new realization. This is the scriptural understanding of what it means to be human, that in fact we are soul and body together, and that the goodness God desires for us is in fact a wholeness, those things brought together. And so what we come up against in our first reading today is not just the prophet Jeremiah kind of being grouchy in the way that he was, but really this honest clarity that human beings are not able to satisfy themselves. So let's go past the idea that other human beings fail us and come up short of giving us what we're desiring. That's obvious enough, hopefully. But let's go even deeper to the fact that we can't save ourselves, that we can't satisfy the parts of ourselves that are wounded, and so often that's what we're trying to do. So this idea of cursed is the one who trusts in human beings and who seeks his strength in flesh is so often us. I'm trying to do all of these things to make myself feel better. That's certainly the story of our sin, right? We're looking to make ourselves feel better, either by believing that our sin will finally satisfy that part of us that is restless until it rests in God, or we're just distracting ourselves from the woundedness that's there, from the fact that we feel the deep need for a Savior. But it goes beyond that even. Our attachment to good things in this life, things that are not sinful in and of themselves, can become a temptation, can become little pieces of territory that we plant our flag in and say, here I have found my security, and it's not even sinful. But it also is bound to time and to fallenness. And so deep down, we know that it's not enough. But if that's where we stay, very quickly we experience it as this lava waste, this salted and empty earth. For all of the effort that we put into it, what's left is this barren bush. And so, of course, we're called to plant ourselves in the Lord. It doesn't take a scriptural expert to know that's what Jeremiah is getting at, that the stream that we're supposed to plant ourselves by is God Himself. And indeed, this is what Jesus continues in the gospel, that we get a version of the Beatitudes where, while there are blessings, there are also curses. And those curses go back to the fact of trying to supply for ourselves. Right? Oh, woe to you who look for security in your riches. If you have them, you've already had your consolation, but it's not going to keep past time. Woe to you who are filled now, you'll be hungry again. Woe to you who laugh now, a time will come when you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you. Because if that's the case, you've probably sold parts of yourself to feel safe and secure around others. These aren't just warnings about our eternal destiny, but are also warnings about the sadness that we'll face in human life if we try and establish our security in things that ultimately are not God. So where do we not feel safe as human beings? Where have we been hurt in relationship to others? Where are we repeating the same cycle of sin and grasping and clinging to things over and over and over, wondering to ourselves all the while, why do I keep doing this? I am not a psychologist. And maybe there are places where we have, in fact, been wounded so deeply that seeking out a good professional can be helpful for us. But this is a homily. This isn't counseling. And so, a beautiful and very stark second reading that we get ties it all together. The power of the resurrection. Right? If there is no resurrection, all of this, the last 2,000 some odd years, are a waste of time. But if Jesus is raised from the dead, then everything is different. And the same thing is true for those parts of ourselves that are beyond our capacity to save, to transform, to heal. If we look at those parts of ourselves that have been wounded by others, that have been wounded by our own sinfulness, that have been wounded by the world that we're in, and we throw our hands up and go, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what it means to plant myself by the stream. That's okay. Healing, being healed, doesn't mean that we understand how the healing happens. It only means that we know where to go, who to go to. In the resurrection, Jesus takes on death and all of its forces, the weapon of Satan, that source of fear and of dysfunction, all of it. He takes it on and overcomes it. So fundamentally, we need to choose to be with him. And at first we may go, well, duh, that's kind of what I come to Mass for, Father. But are we with him? Do we bring him that bush that has not borne fruit and has been barren, going, I don't know what to do with this? Do we bring him the results of our own woe and say, yeah, you're right, I'm grieving again. Yeah, you're right, I'm hungry. Yeah, you're right, those people who I thought were my friends, who I traded pieces of myself for, they've turned on me. What do I do? Are we with him in those places? Are we with him in the places that we don't talk to anyone about, save maybe our confessor? Do we realize that in the love, the goodness, the generosity of Jesus, those are the places that he says, that's where I want to be. That's why I came to give you new life. Not for the parts of yourself that you thought were doing well, and oh, by the way, that's a gift from me. But especially in those places where through your own trust in your own strength, all that's been left is barren. Come and sit with me. Come and be vulnerable with me. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to figure out a novena. You don't have to figure out prayers. You just need to be with me heart to heart. Let me come close. Let that stream wash over you. So that may look like taking some extra time to be with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. That may mean taking some extra time to allow silence to engage us. But it means being heart to heart with our Lord. Because if we bring him where death has affected us, where that's all that we've wrought for all of our effort, we meet his pierced heart that has already faced death. And we allow the stream of life that has flowed from that heart to work the miracle of the resurrection. Not just in however many years, God willing, when our eyes close in this life and we hope open to the next, but right here and right now, undoing the forces of death within us and giving us what all of us as human beings want beyond wealth or power or pleasure or honor, the safety of knowing that we are loved perfectly, absolutely, without condition, and forever. For all of the curses that Jesus warns us about, for all of the blessings that he promises to us, that blessing, that promise of true happiness and security in his love is what is offered to us when we simply allow our heart to be with his heart.